We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Jason, what's your initial reaction to the latest, I guess, big story with Major League Baseball, which is that one of its still standard-bearer players, Buster Posey, has opted out of this season?
Yeah, not great. I've gone back and forth on this, Chris. And on one hand, you know, the pessimistic part of my brain thinks that the more, you know, non-Hector Noesi types that opt out, the more serious this is going to get. And then probably the more rational side of my brain takes over and says, you know what? I don't know how many of these guys who would have to opt out for Major League Baseball to really cancel this at this point. Like, I truly believe they are dead set on playing, and Buster Posey can opt out, and 10 more notable names can opt out, and I don't think it's going to change anybody's thinking. You know, especially with sort of how the testing went, and they're pushing through and almost acting like this is a non-issue. I don't know if it's going to change things that much.
Well, here's my other question related to that then. And this was something I think I saw Jason Stark and Ken Rosenthal sort of bantering about on Twitter, Jason Stark writing something. And this struck me as completely valid. What would stop veteran players on teams that maybe after 25 games get off to a bad start and the veteran player has plenty of money in the bank, they don't need it, from opting, from just saying, I'm shutting it down, I don't want to play anymore?
Nothing. And I think that's a very valid concern. I actually asked, I think it was Derek Shelton, maybe it was Tyone, I don't remember, but Ben Charrington was in the background on a Zoom call that we had, and he was able to clarify that there's nothing that stops players from opting out at any time, nothing that they're aware of. So what you're saying is completely valid, and I would say, look at a team like the Pirates, and this is, you know, it's just more relatable, it's not more impactful, somebody like Jerrod Dyson, 35 years old, has made a lot of money. If the Pirates start out, I don't know, 9-21, and they're getting their clocks cleaned, why wouldn't he opt out? You know, somebody that feels like they can just say, you know what, I don't need the money, I'm going to go home with my family, and I'm going to stop playing. And if you get a mass exodus of those guys, and, you know, obviously outside of Pittsburgh and more prominent ones, that's a bad look for Major League Baseball. And then all of a sudden you're trying to get guys in these roles who haven't been in the situation. You've got to test them. You've got to get them quarantined. It would be ugly.
Given the way Jerrod Dyson talked about coming to Pittsburgh before all the pandemic stuff happened, Jason, I think it might only take an 0-1 start for him to decide to pack his bags. They lose 3-2 in extra innings on July 24th. He's a, you know, a vapor trail July 25th.
Yeah, I go back. I don't know. I mean, on one hand, I feel like Jerrod Dyson's here collecting a paycheck, but on the other hand, like, there's, like, you watch him interact with his teammates, and man, if he's not talking to every single one of them, one of the more noticeable, upbeat guys. I'd kind of be hypocritical to say he's mailing it in, because his actions on the field sure don't look like he's mailing it in. Like, it looks like he's having a great time. I just think he's probably realistic with a quote. I know that's not the point of our discussion here, but, you know, like, he was just honest about something. He's not wrong, and everybody's, like, you know, sort of taking that to say he's got, like, 1 foot out of here already.
Jason Mackey, our Pirates insider from the Post-Gazette, joining us here on the PM team. What are your thoughts on Gregory Polanco? My eyebrows went up when Derek Shelton called him a young guy still at almost 29 years old, because I took that, and I get it. Derek Shelton's a positive guy. He's new. He hasn't managed Gregory Polanco in a game yet, and he's not going to throw a guy under the bus or anything like that. And Polanco, I'll quickly be fair, for a two-month stretch in 2018 played like an MVP candidate. But this idea that somebody who's much closer to 30 than he is 25, still being young and still, in the by extension there, maybe having room to grow as a ball player, I don't know if I can buy that or even close to it, Jason.
Yeah, I mean, I buy it because there's not a lot of miles on the tires, and I think that's what Shelton was getting at. I would sort of just counterbalance what you said, Chris, with the that fact and also the idea that, like, Shelton's been relentlessly positive about everything. So one positive answer, I don't know if I'm going to read too much into it, but my own personal feelings is that Polanco hasn't played nearly as much as I think he probably should have in the minor leagues, and also he's been so banged up. And so, I don't know, to say he's a young 28, maybe not, but to say this guy's, like, you know, past his prime or doesn't have the physical tools, I don't look at it that way. I mean, everything I've seen from Gregory Polanco dating back to spring training 1.0 has been terrific, exactly as you would want to see it. Do I have a gigantic hesitation that he can stay healthy and do it over the course of even a 60-game season? Of course. He's barely proved that he can do it. But, you know, the guy's physical tools are incredible.
Where does he slot in this lineup, do you think? Is he just locked into a spot already, more than likely?
I think so. I don't think – and I think he hits number five. You know, I think your 3-4-5 is probably either Adam Frazier or Brian Reynolds, the three spot, depending on what Shelton wants to do there. Bell's your four, Polanco's your five. And best case scenario, Polanco sets down roots. He plays right field more often than not. They'll give him a blow with the DH spot, try to keep him as fresh as possible. But, you know, I think he needs to hit in a certain spot in the order all the time. And I think Josh Bell needs some protection from that number five spot. You know, I think Colin Moran is, you know, Colin Moran's a pretty good number six hitter. I think he's probably in a little over his head as a number five guy. But, you know, I think it's in there for Polanco. I don't question whether he can do it. Again, it just comes down to – and, you know, the defensive thing is an aspect too, Chris, that I think a lot of people are skeptical of, and fairly so. But, you know, everything we've seen thus far has looked very good for Mr. Polanco.
Jason, is there any reason other than injury – why Josh Bell or Gregory Polanco shouldn't be the designated hitter for all 60 of these games?
Because I
could put one of them in there. Like, give me whoever you want at first base. I would put Bell, who I thought was better at first base than people gave him credit for. I thought he made some improvements. There's just no reason for me not to have one of those two players I named in that DH spot, because neither one of them is some spectacular defender.
I disagree with you on Bell because I feel like he wants to do it. He's put the work in, and if I'm running the Pirates, I'm trying to keep Josh Bell around here for the long, long term. Like, I've said this many a time before, like, I don't want to trade him. I don't want to get rid of him. He's somebody they should be building around and adding more talent in here, sign him for whatever. But a part of that is he wants to play first base. He thinks he can do it. And you know what? If I'm running the team, I want my player to have that attitude, and I'm going to give him the chance to do it. Now, I'm not going to give him the chance to do it to the point where he sinks my defense. But, like, for this season, for him to say, like, no, look, I've worked on my throwing motion. I've worked on my defense. I want to do this. I can let him go out there and try. I'm okay with that. Polanco, I think, is probably a little different story, you know, just because, like, look, man, you haven't showed that you can – stay in the fight here for an entire season. So we're trying to keep something of you. I feel a little differently about that, but I don't know. I also see the logic, Chris, in rotating that spot. You know, maybe it's Colin Moran, and when Brian Hayes gets back, maybe they, you know, that's a way to get his bat into the mix. I think they've got a few middle infielders that maybe you want to, you know, try to keep Adam Frazier active, but still get Cole Tucker some reps and develop him. That makes sense. I just, you know, I do see why they maybe want to spread it around.
Jason, one of the things that came out this week, I think Stephen Brault just flat out talked about it, but that I actually want to give the Pirates a good amount of credit for, at least my initial reaction to it was positive, was this idea of piggybacking. I don't subscribe to the theory, not that I've seen it very often, but I've seen a couple people say, well, it's just like quarterbacks. If you have two starters, you really have none. In that fifth spot in that rotation, if you don't trust either pitcher to give you five or even, you know, six innings, whatever it is, I love the idea in a 60-game sort of gimmick season of using a serious gimmick to hold that spot down.
I do too. And I think that sets themselves – they're setting themselves up for a good next move, right? Like, if they get into a situation – and, I mean, come on, do we really think this is going to happen where, like, you know, Joe Musgrove's lights out, Trevor Williams, same deal, Mitch Keller, Derek Holland, and then Cool and Brault. Like, if there's not enough innings for the starting pitchers, like, that, let's cross that bridge when we come to it. I feel like at some point there's probably going to be an injury. There's going to be poor performance. There's going to be something. And then at that point, if you have to split those guys apart, that's fine. But you need to keep them on a regular 5-day rotation. I mean, starting pitchers want that. They don't want to go to six, especially not in a shortened season. They want to work. And so you're preserving that. And then, you know, at the deadline, if they end up flipping Derek Holland, if things go great here, okay, you break up the piggyback. Or, you know, worst case scenario, you know, maybe that's just your rotation. If Holland stinks, maybe you use Cool and Brault separately. Anyway, what I'm saying is they're giving themselves options there, and I like that.
Jason, leave you with this one, and I feel like I've asked it probably every time we've had you on some variant of this since the pandemic started. Just it has to be an up and down roller coaster for you covering this in terms of wondering, even now, wondering if you're going to actually get to cover real baseball this year. So after another week of news, after another week of stories, your gut feeling on July 24th, you will be covering a Pirates game that's happening, yes or no?
Yes. I do believe that. Maybe I'm insane. That's certainly possible, but I do think I'm going to be there. As of now, I believe we're going to be traveling for the Post-Gazette, so that's pretty sweet. I'm psyched about that. And, you know, I do think Major League Baseball is going to push forth with this thing. Do I think it's the right move? I'm not sure. I go back and forth a lot, but I do think they're going to try to get this season in.
Jason Mackey, our Pirates insider from the Post-Gazette. It's always a pleasure, Jason. Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks, Chris. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.